This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers.
Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season. Bill Belichick. He got game. Be Reggie Langford.
Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio on this fabulous Thursday football day of the year, the first week of the season. I am the glorious. You got Cowboys, you got Patriots tonight, or you got Patriots and Chiefs tonight. But welcome to this week's show on Periscope Live and Facebook Live. They chant my name. Of course, I'm Rocky. Join me today on today's show. Man, I was getting ready to play Mr. 315's music. He is not here today, but the one and only B3 Exponent is.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go csb.com. As always, we are sponsored by the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
We put attitude in broadcasting.
With the only
ABC. That's right. And Madden 18. No, I can't give a shout out to Madden.
You can give a shout out to Madden. I mean, the graphics look insane. Oh, I haven't incredible. Played yet. And let's shout out Wooter Apparel. Wooter Apparel designs and provides fully custom sublimated uniforms and sportswear at unbeatable prices. Shoot a DM. It's Wooter, W-O-O-T-E-R Apparel at Twitter. On Twitter, DM them 2 to 3 week turnaround, depending on what you need and how many and what the quantity is.
Go Woot.com.
Woot Woot.
Go Woot. Woot Woot. And of course, joining us today is Smoochie.
We did our free Zeke campaign.
Hey, it worked.
It did work. So far, he's playing week one.
Free him from what? Idiocy?
From what?
Because the boy is an idiot. Can we free him from being an idiot?
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy?
Because he keeps finding himself
in these awkward predicaments where we have to keep talking about
him. Why are they going back to when he was at Ohio State? Has nothing to do what
well,
he is.
Well, technically,
now.
It was right after the draft.
No.
July.
No, we ain't talking about the domestic violence accusation that they have. I'm talking about the drugs and different things supposedly he did.
He was at the weed shop when they went to Seattle?
I know. All right. Well, I'm talking about when he was at Ohio State. Now they're talking about this and that and stuff.
I don't care about what Ohio State. I'm just talking about the recent stuff. The stuff with the girl. Five different incidents in six and three
don't know what you're
days.
Talking about, man.
The weed shop incident
don't
in Seattle.
Know what you, not, don't
the
know what
pulling
you're
down
about,
the
man.
Woman's top at the St. Patty Day parade. The bar fight,
don't
which
know.
Somehow his name gets thrown in.
Don't know what you're talking about, man.
It's like, dude,
I don't know.
Stay away.
What are you talking about? He hasn't done anything.
Yeah, stay away from that stuff.
Since he played his first game in the NFL, he has done nothing wrong. Just saying.
And he hasn't been charged with anything, but he always finds his name in these situations around these incidences. So,
what?
Yeah. Free Zeke from being a dumbass.
No,
please.
He hasn't done anything in the NFL yet.
I like what you said. You said he hasn't been charged with anything. So, therefore, since you haven't been charged, you are innocent.
O.J. Simpson was let off for double murder in this country, so we know how terrible the judicial system in this country is.
Mm-hmm. We're not talking about O.J. We're talking about Zeke.
But just Zeke, stay away, man.
stop finding your name in these incidents, and we wouldn't have to even be talking about this. All we'd be talking about is he going to be the first Cowboy in Cowboys history to rush for 2,000 yards.
Free Moxley.
That's all we should be talking about.
I'm just saying free Moxley. Oh, sorry.
Shout out Jay Mox, Jennifer Moxley, Nomadic Media Group. They do great live shots for CNN. All kinds of people.
Shout out to them.
She does great shots.
All the time.
All right. Thoughts and prayers also with Houston. And, you know, everybody's still recovering there. Big shout out to J.J. Watt's $18 million raised. And none of it's going to anywhere. It's going back to the community. So that's big. But
he's not pulling a Wyclef Jean in the Haiti thing.
And then we got, of course, right now, thoughts and prayers to everyone in Florida and, you know, anywhere else. This Irma hurricane is coming. So make sure you get yourself get out. Listen, there's already a state of emergency in Florida. Please leave, right? Stop sticking around. And then there's a state of emergency in North Carolina started today. I didn't realize that until last night. I had no clue. I mean, it looks pretty sunny outside. It's not supposed to hit until Tuesday, but all right. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. You know, thoughts and prayers to everybody.
Thoughts and prayers to everybody that's in the midst of this hurricane stuff, man.
But the good news, we got football this weekend, except for Tampa and Miami. Everybody else has got football.
Right.
So let's get into our new segment we're going to do. We'll do it first, start it before we even start to begin to break down the shows. All right, the Wheel of Punishment. Here's how it works. Everybody gets one spin. You get one spin, and that's your team if you land on it for the week. Or you can give the team up and do the punishment that's associated with that team.
All right.
If you lose that week, then you have to do the punishment next week.
All right. I am a somewhat gambling. I don't want to say gambling.
Come on, Buffalo. Spin Buffalo for me. That feels like my guaranteed win right there.
John Lester on Facebook said he's got beer. Hey, there you go. As long as you got beer. Make sure you got some water.
I had to make sure
too.
I stock up on that, too. I need, like, I'm going to have to grab about 3 24 packs and stuff. Plenty of carbs and yeast and beer to sit on the stomach.
So, in case you didn't know, I made a wheel. It says wheel decide. So, I will get to spin the wheel for everybody, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
Who wants first? B3?
Go ahead. Roll me on up.
All right.
I wish you nothing but the best of teams, my man.
You have the Philadelphia Eagles.
I will roll with the Philadelphia
Eagles. So, here's the punishment. Okay. If you lose, you have to sing the Eagles team song during the show at least once next week.
They have a team song?
Yeah, Fly Eagles Fly or something like that. You got to do the Fly Eagles Fly thing.
I always thought it was the Rocky thing.
Right? Da-da-da-da. Da.
Okay, well, you can't really sing that. You just got to do Fly Eagles Fly.
I will roll with the Eagles. I'll take my chances because the Redskins have lost a lot, man.
All right, remember your team there.
The racial slurs, my bad.
They are playing Washington, right?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I'm trying to make this more interesting. If we get the Browns, you know, God forbid. all right, here goes. Smoochie has the Tennessee Titans.
Who they can play week one?
They play the Oakland Raiders. It's in Tennessee.
It's in Tennessee. Okay. Do you want to keep? Yeah.
I'll keep it. I'll keep it.
You keep in Tennessee? All right. Please don't let it be bad. This is going to be bad.
Come on, Cowboys. Let them have the Cowboys. That's who he wants anyway because he's confident about his team this week.
Oh, no. Are you serious? The Miami Dolphins.
Hey, you got a bye week.
That's a bye.
You got a bye week.
I got to re-spin. In case you didn't know, the Miami Dolphins, if you lose, you have to wear a scarf all week during the show.
Damn, it's too hot for all that.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Neil Diamond scarf you got to wear.
Oof.
All right, here, I'm going to spin again. No! Oh.
Cleveland
okay.
Browns?
Pittsburgh Steelers. If you win, you have to wear a mask during the show. Or if you lose, you have to wear a mask.
I don't think they'll lose to the Brownies playing? This weekend.
They're playing the Brownies.
They
right?
are playing the
I'm
Brownies.
I'm sticking with the Browns. Or the Steelers. Excuse me. All right. So Steelers, Titans, Eagles.
Right.
All right. Well, let's see how they do next week. B3. Next week, of course, Mr. 3-on-5. If he calls in, I'll let him do the wheel and tell him who he's got.
He wants to know when he can call in.
It'd be good to call in now before we really get started.
So if you're out there listening, go ahead and give us a call.
Pittsburgh wins. Kai's not here today, but he will be back next week. So he's going to call in?
Yes. I think I'm going to have to text him.
Okay. Well, let me play his music for...
Hold on. I'm trying to pull up my shoe that I'm highlighting this week.
Okay. Well, go ahead. We got time for the shoe segment. All right, Mr. 3-on-5 segment of the week.
Oh, hot, 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 hot! Hot, 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 hot! Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Mr. 3-on-5 Pot Corner Hot Tag of the Week.
That man has all the coolest... wrestling intros. Hold on 1 second.
He's
here
got
he is
all the
now.
Coolest. Your phone turned up.
Mr. 315 in the building. What's going on, sir?
Hold on a second here.
All right. Can you hear us?
No, hold on a second. All right. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You everybody hear?
Yeah, I hear him.
What's up, Mr. 315? How you doing, man?
What's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you good.
Coming through loud and clear, man.
Cool. So, listen, man, I texted you. I'm going to get you hooked up with the make sure you get signed up on the weekly pick'em today, okay?
I just got the text. I literally just woke up. I got the text. I've been on meds for the last couple of days.
You sick?
You all right?
Yeah, I got just like... these allergies, and I think got mixed in with a little cold, too, because I'm coughing. I got tears coming my eyes. I'm congested. I'm a mess, man.
I think you just got caught up in that Crimson Tide wave that hit y'all over the weekend.
Yeah.
That made a lot of Florida State fans sick.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Thanks. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Well, since we got you on the show, we're going to talk about that in a second, but I just played your music, so I know you had a couple WWE things you want to talk about, so I'm going to let you go ahead.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I wanted to get that out of the way because, you know, it's another interesting week on Raw. SmackDown didn't do too much this week for me at all. I don't know what that was, but starting off with... there's another great promo with Reigns and Cena, as you saw. What'd you think about that promo?
I didn't see any Raw. What happened on the promo? Fill us in. Fill me in.
John Cena had a match with Jason Jordan. Pretty good match. John Cena ended up winning.
That's crap.
Roman Reigns comes to the ring, and they have like another battle of the insults again. One of Roman's insults was like, if you're the guy, how come it took you forever to beat this rookie? it was a pretty good promo again, man. They were just going back and forth. I don't know how much of this is like real feelings or on or off script. So I'm kind of looking forward to that match now. It'll probably suck, but I'm still kind of looking forward to the match.
No, it was a good promo. It wasn't as good as last week, but from what I've heard and everything that, they have told them to be as real as possible. Vince has said, make it personal. And that's what they're doing. Because, personal makes the best promos, man.
Good actors know how to get into that role and make it feel like it's real life.
Yeah,
right?
these are the best promos I've seen since CM Punk.
Nah, nobody could beat CM Punk. He was
the
king.
No, he said since.
Oh.
I get it's been up there. I agree with you. It's been up there in that area.
One more thing I wanted to touch on with Raw, the steel cage match with Braun Strowman and King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy.
That guy.
They brought King Kong Bundy back?
No. Big Show shaved his head.
Oh.
And his face.
Don't Big Show like King Kong Bundy?
Oh, no, he does. No, Big Show looks like King Kong Bundy right now.
The same way Axel looks like Bobby Roode, right?
Oh, stop
Doppelgangers.
Stop it.
another strong showing by Braun Strowman. They really got him looking dominant, man, with this upcoming match with Brock, man. He threw Big Show through the cage.
Yeah. Word?
Yeah.
But Braun Strowman's a big, strong dude. How was Braun Strowman weigh? Like 350?
He's up there, 350. You know he's from North Carolina, right?
That dude is country strong. He looked country strong. Well, you know, he was pushing bulls around on the farm.
You've seen the tattoo, right? The country strong tattoo.
Oh, he got it on the farm.
And it's the state of North Carolina. And it says country strong. He's actually from Sherrill's Ford.
Where is that?
It's the other side of Salisbury, that area.
Okay. Man, imagine seeing that guy roll up on that high school football team coming off the bus.
But, yeah, no, that was good, man. They need to build him strong for Lesnar, you know?
Yeah.
Anything else happening?
Wrestling-wise?
As far as SmackDown, just one thing on SmackDown. I was kind of surprised by this, how Randy Orton lost clean to Nakamura like that.
Well, they're trying to push Nakamura, man, to be the next guy. So, I mean, I figured he would lose cleanly.
As they should.
Because, you know, I mean, because Rusev and Orton destroyed Rusev. So, I mean, there's no sense the Rusev Dean are in the match. So,
right.
I mean, you know, besides that, the Shane McMahon thing was good with Kevin Owens. I thought that was good. Shane got suspended.
Yeah. Shane needs a vacation.
Yeah.
So, no better way to get a vacation than get yourself suspended, right?
Oh, he's going to have a match. And Vince will be Vince will be on SmackDown next week.
Nice.
So
obviously there's a match on the horizon with them too. So yep. Obvious.
So, well, we are approaching Hell in a Cell, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, and they'll have a match at Hell in a Cell. So we'll see what happens there. It seems like SmackDown got all the good pay per views this year: Money in the Bank, Elimination Chamber, Hell in a Cell. Do you have any other wrestling stuff?
Nah, man, that's it, man. That's it for me. It was pretty dry week.
All right. Well, we want to talk about the Alabama game real fast, so we'll talk about that for a minute, and then I'll get your picks and let you go. Bama beat Florida State 24-7. Florida State loses Francois in the first weekend of college football. What's your thoughts on the game, man?
Offensive line still terrible. Francois has been taking a beating his whole career behind that line. I'm surprised the offensive line coach isn't fired by now. It was just Alabama, man. They dominated the defensive side of the ball. Our special teams wasn't good at all.
Two blocks.
We weren't ready to play, man. We came out that second half, looked horrible. And the Francois injury, man, get well soon, Frenchie, get well soon. Now it's just next man up. Our freshman, James Blackman, is going to have to step up now. And they're going to have to find a way to protect him, too, because I don't know if you know too much about him, but he's a 6'6" freshman,
mm-hmm.
but he weighs 175 pounds.
Yeah, they were talking about even 160.
Yeah, he's built like Kevin Durant.
That's not cool. He takes the first shot. He's going to be done.
Yeah, imagine a quarterback built like imagine Kevin Durant playing quarterback. That's James Blackman.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. We got a long season ahead of us now. Every game is going to be tough now. Every single game. I mean, Louisville, Miami, Virginia Tech,
Clemson.
I mean, the whole ACC. So I'm skeptical still about coming out of the ACC, but it's going to be a little tough road now. But once again, it's that next man up mentality. So I'm still hopeful for my Seminoles this year.
That's all you can do. They're
all I have. They're all I have during football season. They're all I have.
I hear you, man. Yeah, because I mean, yeah, I feel your pain. I mean, at least the Cowboys are doing well now. So we'll see. Dodgers are stinking, but you know.
Hey, what's up with that?
Yeah,
that's
I know.
What's going on?
Yeah, don't even get me started on that one. We have a new segment we're doing on the show. It's called The Wheel of Punishment.
I just saw that. I was watching before I called. Yeah, I saw a little bit of that.
So I'm going to spin the wheel for you, see what team you get. If the team loses, you can give the team up and go again, or you can keep the team and do the punishment if your team loses next week.
All right, cool.
So let's see who we got. Right now we got Titans, Eagles. Who in the world did I get?
You got the Steelers.
The Steelers. Yeah, I got the Steelers playing the Browns, so I'm sticking with that.
Man, give them the Bears, man.
Right?
Let me see who he gets this one.
I'll take the Bears.
Woo!
They're going
to
win.
All right. You got the New York Giants.
Ooh. And we know they play Sunday night in Dallas.
If you lose, you have to make a one-hand catch during the whole show next week. We'll keep throwing stuff at you. During the show.
Oh, you got to be OBJ.
You got to be OBJ during the show next week. You got to stand there and everything we throw at you, you got to catch.
If you don't catch, you got to do like 3 minutes of mega burpees.
Not that many. Do you want to go with the Giants? Or you want to re-spin? They got the Cowboys this weekend
with Zeke in the lineup.
Yep.
Hey, that means nothing. I mean, the Giants have won what, 4 straight against the Cowboys?
Two.
Okay.
And Beckham Jr. might not play. We don't know yet.
He's not playing. If he does, he'd be a decoy.
We can try one more time, or you can keep the Giants.
Let's spin it again, Alex.
All right. you might want to keep the other one you had. You got the Chiefs.
Woo! You might as well.
They got the Patriots
tonight.
Tonight.
And you know what? And you know what? I got about 3 Patriots on my fantasy league too. But. So
it's
crazy. So what's the punishment the Chiefs lose?
You got to drink hot sauce next week. I hope you like hot sauce. God. No, barbecue sauce, man. Since it's Kansas City, we'll do barbecue sauce.
Yeah, that's better. Barbecue. Some Kansas City barbecue sauce.
A bottle.
How much barbecue?
A bottle.
A whole bottle?
No, we'll just make you take a shot. We'll get a shot glass.
All right, two shots. Right,
cool. Two shots, yeah.
Two shots of barbecue sauce.
Two shots, all right, cool.
You trying to drink that at home. Hurry up and
He's
get that up.
Prepared. All right, well, that'll be fun, man.
It might be spicy barbecue sauce.
I haven't had anything but barbecue sauce in a while, so that's cool. All right.
So, listen, I'm not going to get all picks from you, but tell me a couple games real fast you pick them.
I'm going Oakland over Tennessee. I'm definitely going Chicago over Atlanta. I think that Super Bowl hangover is
going
to.
You're going Chicago over Atlanta. That's your upset of the week, huh?
Yeah. Well, and actually, I've done some research. Chicago's awesome in home openers. Mixed with the Super Bowl hangover from the Atlanta Falcons.
Well,
if the Atlanta Falcons lose this game, or they win close, it's going to tell you a whole lot about the season.
Well, and you did pick the Bears to win 10 games, so they need to win this.
They need to go ahead and start off on the right foot.
10 games, baby.
10 games. Oh, man, I love your optimism. I love your spirit, man, right. Sticking with the team.
Glass half full right there, that's man. Right.
Glass? The jug? That 3 liters full, baby.
What about the Panthers and Niners, man? You think the Panthers will lose?
Panthers win that game.
All right.
Panthers win.
Seahawks and Packers, who you got?
Of course, Seahawks, baby.
In Green Bay.
In Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the big deal with Sheldon Richardson, they traded for Sheldon, so that's a huge trade to get him.
Yeah, Green Bay always starts off slow, man.
That's true. What about the Giants and Cowboys?
Now that you passed on that pick, you can tell us who you think is going to win.
The OBJ playing or not will probably play a factor in that game. So, is it definite he's not playing? Is it
50-50? It's 50-50, it looks like.
If he plays, he will be a decoy.
I'll go with Dallas right now.
All right. And, man, I'm not – I think that's the only other big game of the weekend.
Broncos and Chargers, Monday night.
Is that a big game?
Yeah, this is a big game in their division. Yeah. Two competitive teams.
All
I'm going San Diego.
Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Yeah, Los Angeles, duh.
And it's still Los Angeles.
We're conditioned to call them San Diego.
Everybody was calling them this weekend.
San Diego Superchargers.
They were calling them NFL Live everywhere. They're still calling them San Diego.
Charge.
So, all right, man.
I got to get used to that. I got to really get used to that.
Do you have anything else you want to share with us for the show?
No, that's it, man. Hopefully, I'll see you guys next week, man. And I'll be watching, and I'll be adding my little 2 cents in on the chat. So be on the lookout for that. I'll be chiming in throughout the show.
Make sure you're prepared for Irma, man. Get all your essentials.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it coming this way?
She's coming this way, man.
The path right now is saying it is. So.
But, I don't know if I don't think it'll be Category 5.
It'll still be a Category 3, 60 to 85 mile per hour wind, so be prepared.
Okay, I was hearing 2 by the time I got here, okay.
Well, you know we're in a state of emergency right now, too, so.
So, all right, cool.
Just be careful, man.
Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
All right, man.
All right, talk to you later, all right?
All right,
back to the show. That was fun. He's always, energetic.
His optimism brings energy to the show.
Yeah.
The Bears are going to win 10 games.
10 games. We'll see. All right.
That's funny.
Some other hot sauce news real fast. NFL Players Association files restraining order for Zeke. He will play week 1. There was a report that led the lead investigator told her boss that they should not push for suspension for Zeke. She never met with Goodell. Did the NFL screw this one up as well?
No.
You don't think they screwed it?
No. Because the NFL, according to the CBA, has all the power. So they can do whatever they want. Eventually, Zeke's going to serve the suspension. Hopefully for Cowboys fans, it is the beginning of next season. And he can help them make a Super Bowl run here. Because if it's weeks 12 through 17, when they need him the most, when the running game is essential in November and December, that's going to suck.
You cannot suspend him in November, December.
Why not?
Seriously, you didn't suspend Tom Brady in November, December.
Sure didn't. Give him the – matter of fact, Tom Brady didn't even go through the suspension that year.
It was 2 seasons after all this happened before
right.
Brady's absurd.
He didn't – not even that year or the year after. Wait a minute. We forgot to suspend Tom Brady.
Okay, now we're going to get you.
Right.
They have screwed this up from the beginning. I get you got the thing – first of all, you got the right – yeah, you're right. They do have the 6-game suspension of domestic violence. But he wasn't charged. So there is a problem.
I think he was willing to take it to like a Supreme Court or something.
Right.
Like that.
But there is a problem. If the court systems need to be fixed in this country, especially for domestic violence, they're the people that are supposed to be punishing people like this. If it's not guilty or not even going to court, then no. I'm Greg Hardy that got convicted.
And then he paid to get it unconvicted so he could be proven innocent. So it's not even on his record now.
And he made a rap album.
A whack rap album.
Yeah.
And he almost fought Dez Bryant on the sideline.
I just, come on,
freaking idiot.
Anyway, just move on. Hopefully they Houston Rockets sell to Houston billionaire Tillman Fertitta for NBA record $2.8 billion. What's this do for Houston? Anything?
It keeps the Houston Rockets under a hometown fan. You know, he's from Houston. He's had courtside seats forever. He owns a chain of restaurants and Golden Nugget Hotel and Casinos, if you want to know where he's getting his money from. And he doesn't have any other investors going in with this.
It's just him.
You know, the Rockets are valued at $1.6 billion. He's paying $2.2 billion. His net worth is $2.8 billion.
He's paying $2.8 billion.
No, he's paying $2.2. I thought it was 2-2.
I think it's cool for Houston.
Houston. And it's great for Houston. Keep it in the city. I would have loved to see Beyonce get in on this because she's from Houston, too.
I wouldn't.
No, don't want to see Beyonce at the games?
No, her fake ass.
She's too busy at the Nets game.
She's too busy I just know.
With her three kids?
No, she's too busy denouncing everything that's good in this country, so no. Keep her away from NBA.
Special guest in the building.
He is coming in just to brag about the Buck. Oh, they're on a bye week this week, so who cares? Why are you mad about it?
I have to admit, you have to be the most optimistic person. Like, your optimism has led me to draft Jameis Winston.
Shoot, I can draft.
Congratulations, you got a winner. I mean, why? What you afraid of?
That he's going to be a fluke.
Nah, man. Have you seen him? He's nice.
He
unwavering confidence.
Out of all the young quarterbacks in this league, he's the one I like the most because the work ethic.
And the third year in his offense.
Listen,
too.
Dak is too early right now. I can't tell.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not.
But, you know, but Jameis is off season
like
working.
I come in and it's the Jameis show. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't get used to it.
No.
But yeah, Jameis is working. So
I've seen another young quarterback who had this unwavering confidence.
Who?
He fell pretty quickly. That's Cam Newton.
He ain't fell that hard.
Oh, man.
Very inconsistent.
Just been inconsistent. But he's made the playoffs. He's been in the league, what,
knockerball.
6 years? He's made the playoffs 3 of the 6 years?
Right, and that tells you enough right there.
Hey,
on, off.
Remember
on
the Panthers
off.
Before he showed up?
Oh, the DeLome years?
After DeLome.
Oh, the Jimmy Clausen?
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes.
There's
the
nothing.
Chris Winkie.
I don't care what you say. Nothing beats the Matthew Stafford years in Detroit. Joy Harrington, man.
Those were
on.
Bad. Those were pretty bad.
Yeah, they have bum quarterbacks.
So stop hating on Stafford.
They keep. Well, but you know what? I'm glad you mentioned it. I'm not sold on him. Like, I get the dynamic of quarterback is like either you have a really good one or you overpay a mediocre one. And I feel like. That's what he is. Like he
is not a miracle quarterback.
He is.
You out your mind. Seven what? Straight years of 4,000 plus yards.
It doesn't matter.
Three years without Calvin Johnson.
It doesn't
has
matter.
Put up stats, unbelievable stats.
Okay.
Has
what
led
those
the team to a playoff win, to a playoffs, two out of 3 years.
What playoff win?
They win the playoffs. 2 out of the last 3 years, they have made the playoffs without Calvin Johnson.
So he gets a
and
bronze medal
they
every
won
year.
A division. Against the great Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying. You can't say
you
nothing.
Let me know
what
you
Detroit finish. Lions, what do you expect to do in Detroit? They ain't winning the Super Bowl. They know that.
You finished?
Oh, yeah, I'm finished for now.
Okay. What do I expect? From the number one overall pick,
do you who's expect paid, championship?
Who's been paid over $250 million over the course of his career. I expect you to win a playoff game.
TJ Yates got a playoff win.
What about
Tim Tebow got a
exactly.
playoff
win? I expect you to win
really?
A playoff game.
Really?
Mark Sanchez has two.
Mark Sanchez has two AFC champions.
No. But you, right, your expectation for the Detroit Lions are different. Are not right.
No.
They're
no,
not
no,
winning
no.
a playoff game. They're
ever,
they're going
ever. They're not ever going to win no. a playoff game. Why did I draft you first number?
Barry
all?
Sanders ain't coming out of retirement.
He's won a playoff game.
This man's got more hate. Listen, I didn't hear no hate for Ryan Tannehill when he got $100-plus
million.
He
wasn't picked first overall.
It doesn't matter what you get picked in the draft.
It does.
You think because he got picked number one.
He has higher expectations because he was
picked first overall. Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl, so you saying it doesn't mean anything?
He wasn't picked first overall either.
Jeff George
and what, and
was picked overall.
Jeff George played 20 years and won playoff games.
So you think just because he's number one pick – there's more expectations on him than any other quarterback.
Absolutely.
I disagree.
Why take him first then?
Dude, I mean, you take them first and he has worked out. I mean, you
for
look
who?
At Detroit. Look at their record since he's been there.
Look at their record against winning teams.
So what?
He's
look at the record
that.
Against Cam Newton and winning teams. It's not good.
Cam Newton's won playoff games.
Yeah, because he's had defense. He's had teams.
Oh, so now it's a team game now.
No,
so
there's nobody around Stafford ever beside Calvin Johnson.
I have to admit,
there's
still
nobody around him.
That's a pretty significant.
Who has ever been in Detroit other than Calvin Johnson? Who?
That's a good
that's
question.
A great point.
Reggie Bush.
Who? That worked out great.
That's great.
Has he ever had defense?
That's a valid
no.
point.
Cam Newton went to a place where they built a team around him.
Right.
They have never built a team around Matthew Stafford.
Right. So with that being said,
the second quarterback in this league has done more with less is Matthew Stafford. Aaron Rodgers is number one. Stafford's number two.
So Aaron Rodgers don't have a team around him neither?
No. Oh. Who's his wide receiver been the last couple years? Jordan they've been Nelson, garbage. Randall Cobb, no, they've been hurt. Most of them have been hurt is
Jordy
my point.
Nelson led the league in touchdowns last year.
Most of the years is my point. One of them's hurt. He doesn't have a – then cornerbacks you get from the local YMCA in Green Bay.
No, I mean, they
his defense has been horrible. Trash. But my point is team. What running backs he had?
Well, he had Eddie Lacy. Lacy was cool
fat
for
burger?
A year or two.
You mean Fat Burger?
He was cool for a year.
Fat Burger.
My point is that for all
what fat
the
burger?
Hype around Matthew Stafford coming out of college, coming from a highly touted high school, putting up numbers at Georgia, being in the league, often injured first coming into the league because at first he was Mr. Glass.
No,
and now he's just starting to put – 3 or 4 consistent years to where he's played 16 games, you ain't showed me nothing. Like, what's my return on the investment? Like,
here's the thing.
He's a second tier.
I'm 50-50 on Stafford because of the record. And when you get picked number one, unfortunately, you have these astronomical expectations that you have to fulfill. If you don't fulfill it, it's a – but as far as doing the most with whom he has, this offense, the passing game was supposed to be like dirt trash without Calvin Johnson.
Right.
And he spread the ball around.
And he's picking different people. They're getting offensive weapons who haven't even panned out. Eric Ebron.
Amir Abdullah.
With that being said, look out for that Kennedy Galladay guy.
I heard Galladay's gonna be nice.
Yeah, but how many
on my fantasy team? I picked.
How many guys that get implemented into this Lions offense there, and Stafford still has to work with the mailman, the garbage guy, the janitor,
right? I mean, but you can say that for a lot of quarterbacks. But if I picked you number one overall, like I expect to see, especially after 10 years.
But do you really? No. When you're in Detroit playing against Green Bay, the great Aaron Rodgers, who only has one Super Bowl win, by the way, should have more, all right? Because, you know, I'm just saying how great he is. Detroit has had nothing in Detroit. Since Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, and Stafford. That's it in Detroit.
And plus, Detroit had to do this because they messed up the Ndamukong Suh thing. They let Calvin Johnson retire when Calvin still probably had a year or two left in the legs. It's like we got to do
Stafford,
something with Matt
every
Stafford.
Year is a top five that's, quarterback stats-wise.
That's true, too.
And he has won a division against Aaron Rodgers. It's not like he hasn't won the division.
He had the most fourth-quarter comebacks in the league. In the history of the league last year.
Right.
I mean, dude was.
He's a lot better than Matthew, Matt Ice Melt Ryan.
That's true.
Is he better than Matt Ryan?
Yes.
Matty Ice Melt.
You can say that Matt Ryan has
Matt's
more
had more weapons. That's what I'm saying. What has Stafford had compared to these other quarterbacks? It is bad.
With that being said, let me play devil's advocate and throw this at you.
All right.
In a league where they throw the ball 80% of the time and Detroit has not had a running game since Barry Sanders, isn't he kind of expected to put up those numbers?
He has no choice.
Right. Yes, like, but he does it, though. I mean, it's not even close to touchdown interception ratio
last year.
Yeah,
last year, he had a very good
last 5-6 years.
Ratio.
It's been way better than what it was when he first began. Because first season he was in league 13-20, I think, was interceptions touchdowns.
Because he's been forcing it to Calvin. And I mean, of course, when you have Calvin Johnson,
why not
throw it to four people around him? He's going to get it.
He's going to get it. Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I don't understand all the hate. Like, Ryan Tannehill, when he got $100 million, nobody blinked out.
Oh, no, I flipped out.
The thing with Tannehill is, he's probably been the best quarterback in Miami since Marino. B, he tries against Brady.
He tries. Tries what?
Like they
lose by 30.
Yes. Actually, Chad Pennington was the best quarterback since Marino.
But when you go play Detroit, you know team respects their running game. Has not respected their running game since he's been there. So they know their only option is throw the ball, and he still finds a way to win games. So is he going to win a Super Bowl there? Probably not.
But as a Detroit Lions fan, are you really expecting to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah,
you're hoping. Because you gave him $92 million to his extension.
Believe me,
he's going to get us there. I'm definitely hoping.
I have a slew of Detroit fans that I'm in a sports group on Facebook where it's dominated by Lions fans, and year in and year out, they say this is the year that we conquer
500.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, the only reason I feel the way I do about Cowboys is because it's the Cowboys. All right, it's win or nothing. But if I'm a fan of Detroit, I'm like, all right, if I beat Aaron Rodgers twice, I'm happy. I mean, I'm just saying.
You're playing for the consolation prize every year.
I mean, really? I mean, like Atlanta Falcons fans, hey, I know my boys in Atlanta. Y'all are cursed, man. Y'all ain't winning anything. Just get over it. Be happy winning a division once in a while.
Your new stadium
is
awesome.
Super Bowl. Hey, y'all got some good wings. The varsity is over there in Atlanta. I'll be there in a couple weeks.
I can't wait
to see you guys at the new stadium when we come to Atlanta and take it from
I heard it's a great place to choke at.
Yeah.
You can watch it on your virtual reality helmet.
Ice Melt does it all the time. Yeah. I heard there's plenty of Ice Melt in Atlanta.
Tutor Texas A&M on how to lose games.
Right.
Kevin Sumlin might be offensive coordinator there.
Man.
Coming up. All right. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about some more hot sauce, local sports. We got to get into the football. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Side piece.